Hello, this is Father Paul Moss, the Vocations Director for the Archdiocese of Birmingham. Welcome to the Invocation Podcast. This is the first of four podcasts that are taking place leading up to the Invocation Festival 2012 that will be taking place here at Oscott College from the 6th to the 8th of July 2012. Invocation is an international discernment weekend retreat. Some people call it a festival, some people call it a retreat. In a sense, the weekend is both of those things and more. It's certainly an opportunity for young men and women who are seeking to deepen their faith in the Lord Jesus, who are open to where the Lord might be calling them in their lives. But it's also a moment of retreat. It's that stepping back from the busyness of the world, but not just a stepping back from the world, it's a stepping into this very important space that is Oscott College.
My parish priest knew that I was thinking about what God was calling me to do in life, so he gave me a bit of encouragement. So I went along to see what it was all about.
Well, I was just struck by how many young people there were there and how many people who were on the road to holiness, because searching for your vocation is like saying, I want to be a saint, but I'm not really sure how to do it.
I got a great sense of the many different ways Christ calls people to serve him and to build up his church. And I was also encouraged to find out how he's calling me.
People come to Invocation for a whole variety of reasons. Some people come because they are pretty sure that the Lord is calling them to be a religious sister or a religious brother, possibly a contemplative monk or nun, or possibly a diocesan priest. Some come because they know what a fantastic weekend it is. They come with their friends. They want a good experience of prayer, of worship, of the opportunity for confession, of spending time with the Lord, and also to benefit from hearing from some fantastic speakers that we have.
The talks were just brilliant last year.
They were very thought-provoking, very real, and very challenging as well. And then the times we had for prayer, such as adoration and the celebration of Mass, really gave you a chance to reflect on what you'd heard and internalise what you'd heard throughout the day.
We're really excited this year. Obviously, the Invocation Festival in 2012 is going to be taking place just a couple of weeks before the start of the Olympic Games. And we're delighted that Sister Catherine Hollam, who's one of the Franciscan Sisters of the Renewal, is coming to give one of the key talks at Invocation. She is a former Olympic speed skater. We're also going to be joined, as ever, by Archbishop Bernard Longley, the Archbishop of Birmingham, and Archbishop Vincent Nichols, the Archbishop of Westminster, is going to come back. But there's something very particular about this coming Invocation Festival. The relic, the heart of St. John Vianney, is actually going to be coming to the festival and is going to be with us on the Sunday, that's the 8th of July. That outpouring of grace that comes from our devotion to the saints and our veneration of relics can be a really powerful focus for people's prayer and to discernment of where the Lord might be calling me. To have that powerful witness in a really present way of somebody who gave his whole life to the Lord, I think is going to be a really powerful focal point for young people this coming Invocation Festival.
I think Bishop Davies' homily was fantastic when he kept repeating the phrase throughout the homily, "He is here." And that's integral to discovering your vocation, going to Jesus. And he pointed us in the right direction by saying, "He is here."
The presence of so many young people who were all asking the same questions and were on a similar journey, and to be encouraged and inspired by so many priests and religious to find answers to those questions.
And now I'd like to introduce Father Raniero Cantalamessa, who is the preacher to the papal household, and is going to share with us some of his reflections on what the Lord is about when he calls somebody to follow him.
Hi, this is Father Raniero Cantalamessa, preacher to the papal household. I am a Capuchin, a Franciscan Capuchin, religious and priest since 1958. My official title now is preacher to the papal household, which means that I give a meditation to the Pope and the Cardinals of Roman Curia every week in Advent and Lent. Yes, I live in a community in Rome, in fact, in the general curia of my religious order. Vocation is a calling from the Lord. So receiving a vocation means to engage in a direction in your life, not just because you have chosen it, it pleases you and so on. But because you sense this is the way the Lord asked us. Either you choose to be married or to become a priest, a religious person, the important thing is that you obey the call of the Lord. Then when you conceive of your life as an answer to a calling, you are sure in life because you know that somebody has called you there and he is ready to help you. It's very different when a person engages in a life without even asking the Lord. Sometimes I see this mistake. People ask for signs of vocation. They want to have signs that they are called to be a priest. And they don't realize that signs to become a priest are different from signs to become a married person. Because toward marriage, nature already pushes us. Toward priesthood is a calling, a supernatural calling. So we should not wait for the same attraction, the same joyful. There is an obedience in any vocation. There is a part of obedience. You have called me, Lord. Here I am. So in other terms, what we should avoid is to discern a vocation in a person, in a young person, only if this person has a almost a physical attraction to priesthood. No, this is not required. If there is a small seed, even a suspicion that maybe the Lord is calling you to a special vocation, you should take very seriously this very small seed. The worst thing one can do is to engage in life, to choose a profession, without trying to see what other possibilities there are. So to come to a meeting for vocations, to discern vocations, is always a very serious choice, which does its credit to the young person who comes. When it is a true vocation and you are saying yes, free yes, there is no bigger joy than that, to become disciples of Jesus Christ, the Lord, the Savior, and the fairest of among the sons of men, because Jesus is a friend, before everything, friends. And he calls his disciples, especially the apostles and the followers of the apostles, friend. I no longer call you servants, I call you friends. So book up for the Invocation Festival 2012 to discover what plan God has for you.
For more information about the Invocation Festival, please go to www.invocation.org.uk.